In this bulletin, a controversial plan for a central identity database of Australians rejected by a parliamentary committee. Melbourne considers renaming a landmark for its Indigenous heritage, and assisted dying legislation a step closer in Western Australia. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A controversial plan for a central identity database of Australians has been rejected by Parliament's powerful Intelligence and Security Committee. The bipartisan Intelligence and Security Committee has told the government to completely redraft proposed legislation. The plan aims to allow government agencies, banks and phone companies to use facial recognition technology to identify Australians. Committee Chair Liberal MP Andrew Hastie says there are four reasons behind the committee's decision. Another committee member, Labor MP Mark Dreyfus, also has concerns. The Australian Law Council says it welcomes the committee's decision.
One, the regime should be built around privacy, transparency and subject to robust safeguards. Two, the regime should be subject to parliamentary oversight. Three, the regime should be one that requires annual reporting on the use of the identity matching services. And four, the primary legislation should specifically require that there is a participation agreement that sets out the obligations of all parties participating.
Another committee member, Labor MP Mark Dreyfus, also has concerns.
I do not believe that the government is proposing to engage in or to facilitate the mass surveillance of Australians. But I do accept that, given the near complete absence of legislated safeguards in the Identity Matching Services Bill 2019, those concerns cannot simply be ignored.
Now, the news, the City of Melbourne is set to consult Indigenous groups about renaming the city's iconic Yarra River. The suggested name change was part of a raft of proposals to revitalise the waterway, with a forum of business and government leaders declaring the landmark should be renamed to acknowledge its Indigenous history. Acting Melbourne Lord Mayor Aaron Wood says discussions will start soon.
A non-Indigenous person may not think that a changing of a name is overly important. What we do know is it's a real sign of respect to our Aboriginal community members, and really what we should be doing is taking advice from them on any name changes.
Foreign affairs officials say they're still concerned an Australian academic detained in China has been denied access to a lawyer. Dr. Yang Heng Chuan has been behind bars since early this year and looks likely to face espionage charges. Foreign Affairs Secretary Frances Adamson says the department continues to lobby China over the case.
The focus of our active advocacy at the moment, including the Foreign Minister, is access to a lawyer. That is probably, of course, his conditions are something that we're concerned about, but the point of our advocacy is to enable him to get legal representation.
Parts of Adani's computer system have been hacked, with unsolicited emails sent from its official accounts. Third parties this morning began sending emails on behalf of the Indian mining giant. Adani has declined to comment. Thailand's King Vajiralongkorn has fired six officials for what he's termed extremely evil conduct. The six include a woman, a senior police official and two royal guards. They are accused of exploiting their official positions for their own power and for other people's gain. It comes just days after the king removed his royal consort for what was termed misbehaviour and disloyalty against the monarch. Assisted dying legislation is a step closer in Western Australia after the state's upper house voted 25-10 to take the bill to the next stage of debate. Under the proposed laws, terminally ill adults living in WA who are in pain and likely to have less than 6 months to live will be able to take a drug to end their lives. The legislation, which includes 102 safeguards, passed the lower house in September by 46 votes to 11 after more than 70 hours of debate. A look at Friday's weather now, 23 degrees in Perth and sunny, a shower or two, windy in Adelaide, 21, much the same for Melbourne, 24, partly cloudy in Hobart, 24 degrees, possible shower in Canberra, 29, fine weather in Wollongong, 32, hot and sunny in Sydney, 35, much the same in Newcastle, 33, similar conditions for Brisbane, 28, a shower or two in Cairns, 29, and a shower with a possible storm in Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.